online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
France has elected one of its youngest ever presidents. Pro-EU centrist Emmanuel Macron defeated far-right candidate Marine Le Pen. And as Adam Lindsay reports, he's promising to unite a divided country.
Vive la République! Vive la France!
At 39, Emmanuel Macron is the country's youngest leader since Napoleon.
Vous avez choisi l'audace.
You have chosen audacity, and this audacity, we will pursue it, because after all, that is what Europe and the world are expecting from us.
The pro-EU independent secured a landslide against the right-winger Marine Le Pen, with two-thirds of the public supporting him.
It was logically the best choice.
Like a new day.
We had to show that France is really committed to the European Union.
But with many voting for Macron merely to stop the National Front leader, we'll have to wait and see if he can unite a divided country.
Well, back here and an update on our general election campaign. Labour's promising today to scrap hospital car parking charges in England if it gets into Downing Street. Jeremy Corbyn says he also wants to ban junk food ads before the TV watershed. The Tories, meanwhile, are promising to reduce net migration to the tens of thousands. Theresa May believes Brexit will make it a realistic target.
We do want to bring net migration down to sustainable levels. We believe that is the tens of thousands. And of course, once we leave the European Union, we will have the opportunity to ensure that we have control of our borders.
UKIP has announced it wants a one-in, one-out approach, and the Lib Dems are calling on major employers to monitor ethnic diversity in the workplace better. Leader Tim Farron says the Equality Act needs to be strengthened.
KMFM News.
Police have launched a murder investigation after the body of a man in his 20s was found in woodland in Maidstone. It was discovered near a mill pond in Chrisbrook Meadow in Tovell yesterday morning. Officers are still carrying out checks to work out how he died. A man's needed stitches after being hit over the head with a bottle in Ashford. The fight broke out between him and a group of men as he was walking along the A2042 3 weeks ago. Police have already spoken to a number of key witnesses, but think more people might have information about what happened. A campaign's underway to try and inspire more children in Kent to take up teaching. They're being given the chance to say what they would do if they were in charge of a class for the day. The best ideas then going to be turned into a film and used to help champion the profession. Christy grew up in Maidstone and she's now training to be a teacher at Canterbury Christ Church.
I would get an Olympian, someone that all the children will know, to come in for a whole term and do all their sports lessons. So do all of them. And then at the end of it, they get to go to the whatever Olympics is on that year.
More than £1,500 has been raised to pay for the funeral of a schoolgirl from Kent who died after an asthma attack. Annalise Dawson went to school in Laysdown and would have turned 11 in September, but was taken ill on Friday. Her mum's posted a tribute on Facebook, calling her a princess and saying she's heartbroken. There's a warning about a scam in Tunbridge Wells today, where people are offering repairs after claiming buildings have been damaged by squirrels. Cases have been reported in Sandhurst Road and Ferndale. Advice on what to do if you're approached is at kentonline.co.uk. And Kent's got its very own Banksy. The Brexit-inspired artwork has appeared on the side of a building in Dover. It features a workman chipping away at one of the 12 stars on the EU flag. We've been asking people in the town this morning what they think about it.
We think it's great. It's getting people interested in art. It's a really important part of things to regenerate Dover.
Yeah, absolutely stunning. We're thrilled. It's done Dover a great favour.
Let's get a sports update now. Here's Joe.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
We're starting with football, and for the third time in 4 years, Ebbsfleet are through to the final of the National League South playoff. They beat Hampton and Richmond 2-1 yesterday to go through 4-2 on aggregate, whilst Darren McMahon was impressed with the results.
I think if you look at how the season finished and what we've done, I think you've seen this is a football team and a football club moving forward. It's not a club that hangs on to what happened in the past. The players now are trying to paint their own chapter.
Dartford couldn't join them though, as they lost to Chelmsford. The final is on Saturday. In cricket, Kent have finally got their first win in this season's One Day Cup. They beat Middlesex by 46 runs at Canterbury yesterday, following three straight defeats in the competition. The Spitfires are next back in action against Gloucestershire at Bristol on Wednesday. And Chelsea's N'Golo Kanté has been named the Football Writers Association Footballer of the Year. He also won the PFA prize last month, which is voted for by his fellow professionals.
And that's the latest. Next update at 2.
KMFM weather.
Cloudy this afternoon, but should be staying dry. Highs of 12 in Tunbridge and Tankerton.